Marlon Martins, and we're joined with the legendary Victoria Royal, Joe Hicketts. What brings you to Victoria here late in August?
Yeah, just here training, skating. We kind of ran out of our summer ice in camps as younger guys were off to junior camps and some of the older guys were off to colleges and stuff like that. So thought it'd be nice to come down here. I haven't been down here in 2 years to see some of my old teammates and be able to skate with some of the guys and see my builds and stuff like that.
So what memories come flooding through when you walk back through the doors of the Save on Foods Memorial Center?
A lot of great memories. I mean, the teammates, you know, I built friendships with, memories both on and off the ice. There's a lot that kind of came to my mind. It brought a smile to my face for sure. And being able to play my full 4-year WHL career before I turned pro, really sets in.
For sure. Joe, 5 games in the NHL, the first Victoria Royal to go and play in the National Hockey League. What was that like for you? And just take us through that.
It was amazing. You kind of dream your whole life of getting to that point, and to finally have it happen was something that was, special, exciting, nerve-wracking at the same time. I think I remember my first game for the rest of my life, first point for the rest of my life. But it's something that, I got a taste of it last year. Now I've been working to be there full-time this year, so hopefully I don't get called up. I'll just stay up.
That's right. I was going to ask you, going into, training camp, what are your goals and your expectations?
Goals? I set goals. After the year was to have the best summer of my life, get in the best shape of my life, and be able to make the team out of training camp. So that's been my sole focus. Anything short of that would be a disappointment, I think. And I think I've put in my time and done enough, and not only the American League, but my time leading up to it with World Juniors and whatnot, to be there as a full-time Red Wing.
And what do you think for yourself, now a couple of years removed from the WHL, what ways do you think you've grown as a person, and what's the adjustment been like?
You grow up a lot leaving home at a young age, but you really learn what life's about living on your own. In a Michigan city, 3,000 somewhat kilometers away from my hometown. So learning how to live on my own, cook for myself, that type of thing. I was able to cook, but being confined to an apartment space was a little different. So it's helped me a lot, and look forward to going back there for years to come.
Thanks for this, Joe. Great to see you again.
Thanks, Marlon.